Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday devotional. Good to see you, sort of. You see me, I don't see you, but it's good to see you, so to speak. Tonight is 180 Wednesday, and dinner's at 6 o'clock. And of course, after dinner, study of James in the fireside room and Titus in the chapel. And Jolynn has her group, God and Games, in the vestry, and of course the children's program as well. And this Friday is the Messiah Sing at 7:30 here at the church. So if your love handles Messiah, this is your night. So we hope you can come and bring a friend with you. Sunday morning at 9:30 is our traditional. And then, of course, the 11 o'clock service, contemporary worship. And we'll have communion in the second service. Our verse this morning is quite simple, Luke 2:11. You may have remembered Linus with Charlie Brown doing this verse. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And I'm not sure why my camera's so dark. But I want to talk to you about this, kind of the who, when, and where of this verse. Unto you is the who, right? Also to the shepherds, to Israel, to mankind. Verse 10 of Luke 2, right before verse 11, says, "Good news for all the people." So, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, that's unto all people. And of course, the when is now. Unto you is born this day. So when the shepherds were told, the angels were telling them, it's right now, it's today. This is the day that a Savior is born for you, you shepherds, for Israel, and for mankind. And of course, the where is in the city of David, Bethlehem, which means the house of bread, interestingly enough. We know this also from Micah 5:2, but unto you, Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel. And then we have this phrase that we must talk about here. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Of course, Savior means that he has come to bring salvation to those who believe in him. But this phrase, who is Christ the Lord, I went through my concordance. It seems this is likely the only time in the New Testament that this way of talking about Jesus, this title is used, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. It's basically saying, unto you is born the Messiah. Christ is the title, which means Messiah. And Lord is Jehovah God. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, Jehovah. Pretty powerful stuff. He's the Savior, Christ the Lord, King of the Jews, Matthew 2:2. The Magi asked, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? Jesus was also from the line of David, a direct descendant of David from Judah, the ruling clan of Israel. And so he was from the right line and he was at the right time. Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, when it was the right time for the Messiah to be born, he was born. But this is unique. In Luke 2:26, this title, we go from who is Christ the Lord to the Lord's Christ, which is another interesting title for Jesus here. He's not one who shall be Savior. He doesn't say, for unto you is born this day someone who will become the Savior. No, he says he is the Savior now. Born to you this day a Savior. He is Savior now. He was born the Savior. He was born the Savior, the Christ, Jehovah God. This was his destiny. and of course unique to all of Scripture. So as we prepare for our Christmas season, again, remember, for unto you, for all people, was born this day, that day 2,000 plus years ago, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, Messiah Jehovah. Father, we thank you that you came and for the uniqueness of your birth and your ministry to be Savior for all who believe and trust you. We thank you. Lord, may we focus on you this Christmas and not be distracted by so many other things. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. I look forward to hopefully seeing many of you Friday evening at 7:30 and, of course, on Sunday. God bless. Oh, before I forget, community breakfast is also this week at 9 o'clock. So if you'd like to take part in that, we'll see you then. Bye now.